Habakkuk. Chapter 1. The vision which Habakkuk, strong embrace. The prophet saw. O Lord, Jehovah, how long shall I cry, and you will not hear? Even cry out to you about violence, and you will not save. Why do you show me sin, and cause me to see perversity? Because destruction and violence are before me, and there are those who raise up strife and contention. Therefore the law is not enforced, and justice never goes forth, because the wicked encircle around the righteous, therefore injustice continues. Listen you who live among the heathen, ungodly nations, and pay attention, and wonder marvelously. Because I will work a work in your days, which you will not believe, though it is told you. Because, indeed, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land, to possess the homes that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity will proceed from themselves. Their horses also are swifter than the leopards, and are more fierce than the evening wolves. And their horsemen will spread themselves, and their horsemen will come from far away, they will fly as the eagle that hurries to eat. They will all come for violence. Their faces will devour as the east wind, and they will gather the captives as the sand. And they will scoff at the kings, and the princes will be a scorn to them, they will deride every stronghold. Because they will heap up dirt, and take it. Then his mind will change, and he will pass over, and offend, giving credit to his God for his power. Are you not from everlasting, O Lord Jehovah? My God, my Holy One. We shall not die. O Lord Jehovah, you have ordained them for judgment, and, O mighty God, you have established them for correction. You are of purer eyes than to look upon evil, and cannot look on sin. Why do you look upon those who deal treacherously, and hold your tongue when the wicked man devours one who is more righteous than he? And make men as the fish of the sea, as the crawling things, that have no ruler over them. All of them take up with the hook, they catch them in their net, and gather them in their fishing net. Therefore they rejoice and are glad. Therefore they sacrifice to their net, and burn incense to their fishing net, because by them their portion is fat, and their meat plenteous. Shall they therefore empty their net, and not spare continually to kill the nations?